Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, August 7th, 2018. On this day in 1944, IBM dedicated the first program-controlled calculator, the automatic sequence-controlled calculator, known best as the Harvard Mark I. After a shooting at a restaurant on Sunday evening on Urbanstrasse in Kreuzberg, the unknown perpetrator continues to be a fugitive. According to a police spokeswoman, there had been an argument in a restaurant shortly after 5 p.m., during which a man was attacked and overwhelmed by several other visitors. As a result, an acquaintance of the victim is said to have fired several shots at the restaurant from the street. However, no one was injured by the shots. As of last reports, the shooter had not been caught, and an attempted homicide is under investigation. His acquaintance in the bar has been arrested and was treated on site as an outpatient because he was obviously injured in the brawl. Shortly after the start of the police operation on Urbanstrasse, there was talk of a second arrest. However, this was not confirmed. The spokesperson was unable to provide any information on the background to the dispute. Urbanstrasse is located between subway stations Südstern and Schönlandstrasse and was closed between Grevestrasse and Grimmstrasse. The 8th Homicide Department has taken over the investigation. In a report by the German press agency, it is said that Berlin's Senator for Economics, Ramona Popp of the Green Party, considers the expansion of the subway to be necessary in the midterm. During this legislative period, the Red-Red-Green coalition is concentrating on building new tram lines and expanding the bicycle infrastructure. Popp remarked that, quote, "It is clear that we are investing heavily in infrastructure, but when it comes to transport, one has to look further into the future." Also remarking that the Senate wants to develop 12 new city districts, meaning that further capacities are needed in the medium and long term to connect them. Popp added that, quote, "This is a means of transport that can carry a great many people, can travel longer distances, is not dependent on the weather, and reduces traffic on the road." A body discovered last week in Ehrensfelde on the outskirts of Berlin has been identified. Constanze Schober, spokeswoman of the public prosecutor's office in Frankfurt, reported that this was the missing 13-year-old Max, whom Berlin Briefing mentioned in a report last week, from Marzahn-Hellersdorf. The cause of Max's death remains unclear. An autopsy revealed no evidence of a violent crime. Investigators are still hoping for new findings from chemical investigations, which, according to Schober, are going in all directions. According to police, one or more unknown persons left 17 cats in a parking lot in Zehlendorf. In the summer heat, the animals were crammed into cages, a basket, and a plastic tub. A passerby discovered the animals on Saturday morning and called the police. Per a spokesperson, the animals were not necessarily neglected, but had neither food nor water with them. The parking lot belonged to a shop. Perhaps the owners thought that the shop owners or employees would take care of the animals. The officers from Section 43 did not wait long and took the animals to the station. There, the rescuers acted as cat rescuers, feeding and caring for the animals, and shortly thereafter, the animals were taken to the Tierheim, whose employees have their hands full again with neglected animals during the summer holidays. Remember, it is always an option to adopt a previously neglected or stray cat, dog, or other pet housed in a Tierheim or animal shelter before heading to a pet shop or a breeder. A week ago, the hottest day of the year to date in the region was 36.3 degrees Celsius in Berlin and 37 degrees in parts of Brandenburg. Temperatures are expected to rise even higher in the coming days. Today's temperatures are to rise to about 37 degrees in the Hauptstadt. The sky should be mostly cloudless, and there is no rain in sight. The night into Wednesday will be tropical, in Brandenburg between 23 to 18 degrees, in Berlin 24 to 20 degrees. Wednesday should then surpass everything that has happened this summer, with temperatures of up to 39 degrees in the region. new heat records are possible locally, according to Meteo Group meteorologists. The absolute record values of the region are then not far away. 39.2 degrees were measured in 1992 in Leuven, and the Berlin record of 38.9 degrees dates from the year 2015. There seems to be an end in sight, however, as on Friday, the thermometer should then only rise to around 25 degrees. In light of the high heat levels in the coming days, experts and meteorologists are giving the following tips. Avoid exertion, including cycling to work. Wear light-colored clothing. Avoid longer stays in the blazing sun. Drink a lot of preferably uncooled beverages. And eat a little more salt than usual. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.